morning, and happy weekend, DGC. What's up? Even get, well, is my hair? My hair's kind of done. I think I just need some hairspray out of bed. We're ready to rock. How's it going, Scotty Banner?
It is legendary hair, all right?
It's the kind of hair I dream of, sir. That is Ace Ventura hair, if I've ever seen it, right?
Right? It just stays like that.
Grambo, you ever seen that movie, Ace Ventura?
Oh, yeah. Only a few times.
Grambo has seen every movie.
I'm the cable guy.
Wow, today. What is going on, man?
Wait, what is going on with Grambo?
You do not. I got sexy radio producer voice today.
Yeah. Now, Grambo's sick, yeah, man. So. Thank you for showing up, even though you are sick, brother.
Always. Anything for the DGC. You know how we do it.
All right. What if
let's talk.
You rolled out of bed. Hey, did you even do your hair for the show, man?
How dare you, Scott? See what I did there?
Here, I can do mine real quick. There we go. Let's talk conspiracy theories, guys. Conspiracy theories on weed. It is interesting. Cannabis does get you in a different state of mind. It does make you think at a different level.
Yes, I think it helps you be open-minded. No?
It opens your mind.
Did you find that way, Banner? When you started smoking weed, you start thinking a little bit differently?
That's when you start to question the government.
Yep, man. You are right, because you start questioning things.
That's why they don't like it. Today, there's a lot to talk about. Conspiracy theories on weed, specifically a lot floating around regarding the recent news of the Schedule 3, which I'm almost tired of talking about, but there seems to be more news. I'm not an expert in the area, and it's the type of subject I don't fully dive into, but it is important.
You don't have to be an expert, bro, right? People just got to listen to you, all right? Makes you a thought.
That's called a pundit.
There you go. I don't know. The more I think about it, the more it seems like they're, I'm going to say conspiracies, but if I was a really smart, you know, billionaire businessman, I might let the cards fall this way. You know, first off, Schedule 3 is FDA regulated. Steroids, they compared it with. They compared it with ketamine. There are no ketamine factories, or at least that aren't FDA regulated. There's no person in the shopping center, you know, making ketamine, you know, from an old Harvey's.
Sure?
I'm sure there are, actually. But and my point is that if cannabis becomes something that has to be FDA approved, getting an FDA or building an FDA approved lab is difficult and expensive.
I'm sure it is. Sounds like it. Even the word F. Go ahead.
Food and Drug Administration, and they just called cannabis a legitimate drug, a Schedule 3 drug. So they're about to administrate it, I would imagine, right?
Yeah. Which I dig on as far as, like I said before, I just recently read some news articles I didn't throw in here about, they're like, hey, obviously we covered the last show. This will help people that are in the business with tax burdens as far as write-offs and very common things every other business can do. But it is going to enable a lot of research getting into specific cannabinoids that help specific conditions. It is going to be able to, you know, really help in that arena.
You brought me to conspiracy theory number two, if I may say so, Banner. The tax burden. So there's the mom and pops have suffered 10 years of just killing their profitability with a tax burden, where they're just super unfair taxes. They develop the SOPs, they develop the products. They're still going broke because of the completely ridiculous taxes. Now, big business again comes up, buys them for pennies on the dollar because they're about to go out of business and get sued for their taxes. That probably buys them for their tax debt. And then goes in, has all their customer lists, has all their SOPs. You know, they take this business from them without much work and with letting all the mom and pops do the work.
It is kind of it sounds like a conspiracy, but that happens in other industries as well.
That's what I'm saying. So
so when is it a conspiracy versus the way the world works?
Plus businesses, some people intentionally set up for that. You know, I've known microbrewery owners that are like, yeah, the business model is to get big and get bought.
But not, hey, I'm going to hang out in the industry while it's completely unfair and while there's no people to follow and I'm being completely discriminated against tax-wise, I'll do that and then I'll sell Once everything gets cool and profitable, then I'll sell for my tax debt.
Yeah, that's a little, I mean, I agree. The amount of different hoops and different regulations and licensing needed is very burdensome, especially burdensome. I don't know.
Has anyone, I started selling a decent amount of recharge and I got hit with a tax bill first year. And I was like, oh my God, I'm completely unprepared for this. I thought I was making money. Don't imagine how much cash a dispensary brings in. And then none of it's tax deductible. They have to pay tax on all that. They are getting choked with taxes. I cannot imagine what that's like. And I cannot imagine what it's like when you're like, I had a pretty decent year this year. Got a $500,000 tax bill that I can't pay. You know, so I think that happens to a lot of mom and pops.
I always find it amazing just on the tax conversation when I sit around and think, how many times do you get taxed? Like you get taxed here, there. You get, I'll just do a Dr. Seuss. You get taxed here, there, everywhere.
That's not controversial, dude. Come on, Banner. You had your conspiracy theory. Can you say it, man?
Lizards
on weed.
The lizards?
Yes, what was it, man? Tell it.
Oh, well, like smoking weed turns you into a lizard.
Yeah, a reptilian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cheech and Chong exposed that.
Nice dreams.
Remember Nice Dreams, man? He turns into a lizard.
That oh, dude. Awesome. There was a lot.
He's got like a pistol. Yeah.
And come on.
The best is when the lizard tongue comes out of his
mouth. Oh, come on. It's Saturday morning. Can we put Nice Dreams on after this? Man, shout out to Cheech and Chong. So non-realistic about
me. One of the
freaking hilarious.
The biggest ones we don't have to dive into, though, came with the war on drugs was cannabis, or cannabis is a gateway drug. Can I call that a conspiracy theory, or that's just obviously an outright lie? But
I think that's close enough, bro. Yeah.
Yeah. And the only reason that could potentially be true, just to quickly touch on it, is because when everything was on the war on drugs and everything was so illegal, the same guy you got weed from had a bunch of other shiz. Not all the time. I only bought typically from people that had, but their job sometimes was to upgrade you. Like now, so that would be just a fact of prohibition.
What? Hang on, man. I did not find that experience at all. I knew guys that dealt hard drugs. So you want to get some ecstasy or something like that. And they would have all sorts of stuff. But the
ecstasy is a hard drug?
Yes.
I
was just going to say the weed dealers just kept weed because they would have like 100 pounds of weed and they knew the rules. You just get busted with weed, you can get a lawyer and get you out of jail time. You get busted with weed and coke, weed and guns, but you're going to do some jail time, man.
Yeah, this is true.
See, that's where being a hippie pays off, is you don't need to go to that market. And when it comes to weed,
true,
you get exposed to the good weed pretty early. And then you realize like quickly that you want to get your weed from somebody that grows it.
You're right.
Instead of a dealer.
Yep.
And that's the day that you start smoking good weed.
True.
The problem with that guy, though, back in the day for me, it was I buy from a guy that grew it. And this was in the Midwest, highly illegal in the 90s. But he always wanted to toke with you. And then you're like, shit, man, I can't just throw that out like a transaction. Next thing he's like,
put on a movie. You always got to go and hang out and smoke. And then you're
it's super big. You know how bad it is to just have people coming and going from your house?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's
no
good.
No, but I totally feel that, though. You got to go hang out for a while.
Yeah. I did have friends that I would never normally have because of that, man.
Yeah.
They're interesting.
It's all people. Good, though.
Yeah.
It's all good to hang out.
Is that still bad? Do we have any modern excuses for people coming and going from your house? You could tell your neighbor if anybody asks, like, what's a good one? Anybody off the top of their head?
Facebook Marketplace.
Nice. That's horrible. You've been saying that for the past 3 years, man.
Dude, I shopped out. I got a pair of softball shoes for my daughter off Facebook Marketplace, like a good marketplace for something that's always changing, the size of shoes. And the guy was like, hey, I'll meet you over here by the park because like my driveway is full right now. And I wanted to just be like, you can just tell me, like, it's like his tactic. Like he didn't, I guess, well, I mean, that's his safety tactic. It was funny. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, I have one more. Sorry. I'm looking here. I was up last night thinking about these conspiracies, and I don't know if this is a conspiracy or not, but remediated cannabis. If you have this giant nationwide, you know, whatever network of dispensaries, finding garbage cannabis and cleaning it up and then selling it as products, whether it's edibles products, reintroducing terpenes and making some low-end concentrates.
Wait. Is somebody – that's brilliant. Is there a cannabis salvage business
already? It is so shady, right?
Really?
THC, heavy metals, and pesticide remediation. Grandpa, I don't know if you see this as a little article I found. It's remediation of cannabis oil can refer – to the removal of many different types of contaminants. The main type of remediation in cannabis processing are THC, heavy metals, and color, and pesticide remediation.
Wow. Pesticide remediation?
That's what I'm saying. Can you imagine failing a pesticide test? These are like filters. These are like some kind
of... Okay, but these aren't like... This isn't from a product that was for sale, like retail.
You talk to a precision expert to learn more. I mean, there's... Shatters.
They say, though, showing pesticide remediation in this article, this is a business that sells extraction products, it looks like, to end users, is the best way to avoid pesticide contamination is simply not to use it, of course. Cannabis oil can be extremely high, the cost per gram of removing pesticides from cannabis oil can be extremely high and begs the question of whether these chemicals are worth using in the process at all. So it sounds like, plus, they're saying there's so many different ones out there. That's the hardest one for them to remediate. The heavy metal remediation might be something that's just from an outdoor grower. I mean, the cannabis plant accumulates heavy metals out of the soil, correct? You know,
soil's loaded with heavy metals.
Which, I mean, and I'm not totally familiar with this process. You know, I'm not a fan of carts and vape pens necessarily and all that jazz. But it's hard.
Carts.
They're able to take heavy metal out of field-grown hemp and have some type of decent end product that's clean. Now, that's a broad statement. Again, I'm kind of ignorant to the process. I'm not anti that.
You know what, man? I do appreciate really good concentrates, though.
Do I?
Yeah.
Obviously, not enough.
Not too into them, you know what I mean? It's kind of a little bit offensive that they're reintroducing, that they're going to rebuild a concentrate. That they're going to take something and they're going to take your terpenes. They're going to add cannabinoids to it. They're going to make this commercial product and sell for $20 at Walgreens. Yeah, I'm conspiracy theory.
Okay, but when you say that, all I can think of is replace the cannabinoid part of that with water, and that's already happening.
What do you mean?
Well, like the water that a lot of like Aquafina is just municipal water. That's right.
Right. So, oh, I see what you're saying.
It's just like highly filtered and like processed.
Okay.
And then a lot of them will add minerals and stuff like that to it.
I wonder.
So it's like rebuilt water, just like you're talking about with rebuilt cannabis.
It's true. I wonder how much of the ingredients in the food we eat all the time have heavy metals that are just pulled out of it. The ingredients are remediated.
That's an opportunity, though, right? Like for a business, because you make money on putting the crap in and then you make money on putting the crap out.
You know, dude, I guess you're right, man. If they can suck the THC out of something and then they're going to, you know, out of some dirty weed, and then they're going to make sure that that THC is chemically, you know, they're going to chemically test it, make sure it's clean, and then put it back in a THC beverage or something like that. Yeah.
I think carts are the biggest one. I see a huge amount. Like some of my son's friends, they don't have any appreciation for awesome flower. There are tons of those kids on the carts.
Yeah, carts are super shady. Anything you're inhaling right into your lungs, you're bypassing all your body's filtration systems. When you eat, you know, if you're going to drink something, you know, a CBD, whatever, not CBD, a THC drink or something, you do have, you know, your intestines filter or your kidneys filter. You know what I'm saying? It's not just going directly into your bloodstream through your lungs, man. You know, if I was going to have to, consume some kind of toxins, smoking it would be the last thing I'd want to do. Vape?
No, your joint.
They're clean, man. It's clean. Like it's my clean. Conscience, bro.
It's clean. You're right. It doesn't have heavy metals and stuff that you're worried about.
Yeah.
Right? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. And if it did, I wouldn't be smoking.
Yeah.
I would eat it.
I'm going to give a shout out to clean. To the complete opposite of all this jazz when I'm talking carts and vapes and concentrates, DynaVap, dry herb vaporizer, solid state, dude approved, no battery, no jazz. It's like a little money. Ton of different variations over there at dynavap.com. Just go to their how to use video. Right when you click on their links, they have a great way how to get started, build kits.
Ooh, lovely music.
But yeah, Grambo showing it's super easy to use. All you need is a lighter.
Get here, Grambo, it's too loud.
When will they realize that
no one wants to listen to that music?
It's much better off just leaving it off.
It's soothing. It's soothing. There's Josh. What's up?
I was trying to find a complete silence. You were there in the hangar a couple of days ago, and I was trying to find something to listen to just to break the silence. You know,
too quiet.
Yeah,
can hear people.
All right, now that you can. You can hear me, DynaVap.com, coupon code DUDE, guys. You can, simplest way to enjoy dryer vaporization if you don't want to worry about any of the nasties in your lungs. Just pure flower power, Scotty. No question.
Yes. Dude, we didn't even get to the classic conspiracies.
Yeah, bring it.
You know, what do you got here, man? You got the Hearst Corporation. Remember, he was against it. What was it, because of hemp was cheaper to make than cotton or something like that?
Something with the paper.
Yeah, it was something with paper. That's pretty cool. I'm just scrolling through there. There's one that says control of population.
Hold on. Hearst, a little more details. That one's kind of important. Hearst propagated false information about marijuana through his own media empire, linking it to crime, violence, and a media, the poster behind me, a vicious racket with its arms around your children.
I used to have that t-shirt.
He was doing it. Hearst was doing it in order, like you hinted on, to shield his lumber sector assets. So, this says Hearst purportedly feared that his business would be disrupted by hemp, more cost effective, efficient paper source. That is the greediest shit on earth to do.
That is pretty greedy. This is just as bad. This one's just labeled financial pursuits. And it says, more anchored in reality is the notion that some companies like alcohol and tobacco industries, law enforcement, and private prisons. Dude, law enforcement and private prisons are that they carry some weight when the boat comes. They're all against legalizing cannabis because it'll hurt their bottom lines. Because they fear losing their money, these sectors have historically opposed legalization initiatives. Could be overstated. It could be overstated, but nevertheless, to categorize these acts as part of a planned conspiracy as opposed to an ordinary lobbying activity. It's a conspiracy. It's not lobbying. It's a conspiracy.
Well, that's what I mean. What's the difference between a conspiracy and the way the world actually works?
They don't know. What did they say? There are no secrets, only information you don't yet have.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I wonder how many people are in prison for possession still. And even in prison for nonviolent marijuana crimes, it's just so asinine. It almost makes my head explode.
There's got to be a ton of people.
Yeah, so I'm curious. I wonder how many people are still left in prison for nonviolent marijuana crime. You know, I don't think it justifies.
But if you've done if you got caught with a lot of weed, chances are the IRS came after you right afterwards. So even if
you're
in prison for a marijuana crime, you're probably in prison.
Your tax evasion.
A tax crime. Please, let's not use the word marijuana. It's so ugly.
Let's bring it up.
Wow. Words hurt, dude.
It's called positive weed conspiracies.
The lizard one is cool, right?
I got one. Weed is an aphrodisiac. Is that what I say? Is that a conspiracy or is it true?
Hell no, it ain't true, man. Not for me.
I mean, what?
Weed, I'm like, sit out here, weed for a bit.
Okay, no, it can be an accent. Well, it can be an accent. We'll say, what else do we have for positive conspiracy theories, man?
I think that's it, man. I think that's what we got more. I don't know. That's what I found, sir.
They have control of population for some reason on this article. The idea that legalizing cannabis is part of a scheme to manipulate society and sedate the populace plays on broader anxieties about social manipulation and government overreach. This is deep.
Yeah. And then is it really a conspiracy, dude?
Next sentence is, nevertheless, there isn't much data.
There is not much data.
Hey, do me a favor, Grambo, click to the next one. This is all about down at our Fall of Prohibition report. Why was hemp outlawed in the United States? It is interesting. Remember, people will talk about the Marijuana Tax Act of 1937. So it was legal up till 1937. They banned hemp production in the United States. They banned hemp production. Dude, that has to do with the timber industry, nah? It says economic competition with cotton, timber, and synthetic plastics. And anti-hemp propaganda in the 30s, anti-hemp propaganda caused a moral panic, persuading Americans to believe that hemp and marijuana were the same and would both lower the more lower the moral values of the American culture. That's crazy.
I wanted to touch on a couple of these. So, like you said, this is from the 30s.
Grambo.
Seems like a good time.
Grambo, what would you have done if you lived back then? You would have been that guy.
That would have been you, Grambo.
It seems like a lovely time.
Here's a couple of headlines. Anti-hemp propaganda in the 30s. This one was from Hearst, as spoken earlier. I don't know what this means. Marijuana makes friends of boys in 30 days. What the hell does that
mean? Oh, I know what that means, man. Your girl's going to be pregnant next 30 days if she smokes weed.
Oh, interesting. So this is out of New York Times. Says state finds many children are addicted to weed. Yep. And then lastly, who is Anslinger? He was in charge of the Harry J. Anslinger. U.S. Narcotics Commissioner.
Yeah.
So this is what, 100 years? No, more than, not even 100 years ago, right?
Not even 100 years, man. About 80 years.
Okay. One more here from, this is out of the Reefer Madness film. And this was by Louis J. Gasnier. Portrays a man killing his entire family with an axe after smoking some marijuana.
Damn. Reefers.
It's like, what should we do after he smokes? Just have him kill his whole family with an axe. That'll be effective.
I love how it's one occurrence, right? Like it happened once, supposedly, and that's good enough.
Hey, that was supposed to be the Fall Prohibition Report, but Banner found it pretty awesome. Just where have we come in 80 years, dude? Ready? Not the math, all right? 80-something years. Banner found this. He texted it to me. Bakersfield, California woman who tried to turn in found marijuana was turned away by police. She found this big pot, bag of pot. So she goes and brings it to the cops like you would 20 years ago. And they go, I don't know, lady. Just throw it out or something, man.
She called it in. She got this box from some boys, and then she called it into the cops. And they said, hey, it's going to be hours before an officer can come out. So if you want to bring it down, that's fine. The box was actually a bag of pot, oven bags, and a spag sealer, a weight scale, and a roll of full labels saying, warning, opening this package will cause extreme happiness. That's a good dealer. Wow. That is like
label. That kid's mom was going to search his room that night. He got wind that dad was coming home, going to search the room.
Yeah, he cares, man.
Wow. He cares. Dude, I had the weird, I think I could tell this story. My buddies were surfing in high school, and they found a half of a kilo of cocaine, and it was all wet with salt water and broken open. And of course, what do you do when you're 16 and you find a half a kilo of cocaine? You're like, oh my, none of us did cocaine, by the way. Oh my God, dude, we're going to be rich. And then we're like, all right, whose house are you going to bring it to? Nobody was going to bring this to their fucking parents' house, man. So, it ended up going into a dumpster. Like, it was just, you know, whatever. One man's trash is another man's treasure, I guess.
Maybe somebody found it after you.
Maybe. Hey, there's that happy story. But isn't that weird, though, man? You think you're going to, you know, it's like some good thing to find a whole freaking $15,000 worth of cocaine.
It's not throwing it out like in the movies.
No, it wasn't like in the movies. We were like, throw that shit out. I don't want it, man. It was so weird, man. It was so weird.
I'm going to shout out every show here until we get to the date. June 1st, DGCCup.com, guys. Don't miss out. We have 75 strains officially entered. Competition is sold out. The VIP party is sold out. But the main event We have plenty of tickets for judges. If you guys just want to come, anybody that comes as a judge, you get voting tokens, you get a one hitter, a DGC one hitter lighter, get to go around and talk with all the bud tenders, network, hang out. Over 30 vendors. If you need genetics, this is a great event to come to. DGCcup.com. Many other things. We got food trucks, Scotty. We got some Raider Dank Vader pizza going on. It's in a nice big outdoor event on a farm. Good times, guys. Don't miss out Saturday, June 1st.
I was going to ask you, what do you think the weirdest infused edible you'll see is?
The weirdest?
You just see some crazy. You'll see infused fried chicken. You think it'll be there? I don't know. You see some weird stuff, man.
Hey, don't forget that.
Siri's good, though, man.
Now, yeah, tip, unless you're a pro, is don't do unknown edibles at the event. You don't want to mess your event. It's a great event. It's 5 hours long, 6 hours long. You don't want to be overly, like, edibled out, if I can put it that way.
Yeah, some people will.
Some people are on point. Hey, I know this is a 5 milligram. Some people are like, yeah, it should be around 20 milligrams. The next thing you know, it's like, damn. So,
yeah, grandma, hydrate, man, especially if you're coming from.
Pro tip.
Drink lots of water. You're a mile higher. You're going to be a mile higher than you were a couple days before. But you are. You're a mile at altitude, and it's dry as all hell.
I'm dry.
Yes.
We'll be covered. We'll have bringing back Max Microbes, our local DGC EMT.
He is. Max Microbes, he used to make Recharge with me or for me, became an EMT. Pretty cool, man.
He's a badass.
He's a cool kid, man. Hell, man. What is he, 30? He's a cool dude.
I think that... I'd like to do EMT, like they can make a reality show out of that. I think that could bring pretty quick perspective to life. I wonder if like they do EMT ride-alongs. I don't know if I'd like that or not. Sure, sometimes, not sure, like for sure. It's intense, dude. Stuff you see as an EMT ambulance driver, I can only imagine. That's my side thought.
I've known a couple and they're very cool people. They smoked weed.
The ones that I know pretty high.
Yeah.
Bring it back in. You got, I see Hashi Gilmore here. You have some notes, sir.
My kid went to this Hash event. What was that Hash event a couple weeks
ago? Oh, yeah.
Hot Rod got her in. It was very nice. And she brought me a little gift. And it was great dabs. I can't show them that a camera. But brilliant dabs. I was like, these are great. She goes, yeah, I got them from Hashi Gilmore. That's a cool name.
Like that?
So I just got to give Hashi Gilmore a shout out. He makes excellent, excellent concentrates, sir.
Heavy hitter.
I love it.
Just flavor.
What happened to your girlfriend, Happy? She died and fell off a cliff. Let's move on. So love that movie.
Good movies, man.
Those got some comments, man. You had one more. You had a Mrs. Real. Sorry.
I don't think this is real. Dude, I don't know if I told you this. Go in yesterday and she's all dressed up and she goes, don't you remember I'm going to the Lincoln Center or we're going to the Lincoln Center tonight? And I'm like, no. And she goes to watch our kids or her friend's kid in a recital. And I'm like, please have the next words come into your mouth. The next words out of her mouth are, well, you don't have to go if you don't want to. And I was like, oh my God, thank you. That was one of my wishes, man.
What's the recitals like? What do you do at a recital?
I don't know, man. I didn't even ask that question, bro. I didn't even ask that question.
It's live music.
I was just like, thank you. Thank you, my nice wife.
Probably good if they're at the Lincoln Center.
I'll bet you they were. I bet you they were, sir.
Man.
Yes.
Oh, no.
You could have brought some edibles with you.
But then you laugh at inappropriate times and nothing's funny. You're just laughing.
No, it could be good. It reminds me.
Next year.
Munch on a nerd rope.
Yes.
Okay, I'll go next time.
That's a really good one. I just realized for like sporting events or something. You went to a baseball game.
Right.
Like nice nerd rope. You could probably just bring that right in.
Yeah. You ever been to your wife's friend's kid's dance recital?
On nerd rope?
Oh, that's not bad. Yeah, I'm going to do one.
Just take it. To the next level, like soon enough, I found this with my wife it's at some church, a symphony will play, like there's like 400 candles lit throughout the church, and they'll cover like a Nirvana album, all like classical instruments. I love like that. I dig on that shit.
Yeah, that is completely different.
That's just another level.
That's it. Those are my shout outs, bro.
Word, let's do some comments, man. Comments, sneaking a little grow talk here. We do claim to have a little bit of a grow show as well. This is from Mally Hayde. Says, if you were growing inside without supplemental CO2, you're wasting electricity. Come on, meow. This is just
where's the money? Where's the mic, man?
What? Huh?
We need a mic to drop. Boom. I love people that are, at least I appreciate confidence. Okay. You're going to write a comment and be confident about it. I think that's a really open-ended statement, Matt. If you're doing 1,000 PPFD, you know, if you're just blasting light, you're wasting electricity. You're like,
wasting's kind of harsh.
Are we trying to put up your favorite chart, Scotty? Scotty's most used chart.
I found a new one.
Which one?
Sneak it in. Oh, no.
Not that one.
Oh, I found this really cool new one. That one says it. Look at the right one. Look at the lightest thing right there. Right, just look at the lights, the one all the way to the left on each of those towers or whatever. Dude, that's what happened. You run out of CO2. You run out that's photosynthesis is what that is. The taller they are, the more photosynthesis they do. It doesn't matter. Once you run out of CO2, there's nothing. The light is the energy. The light is going, all right, man, I got energy to grab that CO2, rip the carbon off it, release the oxygen, and build myself with that carbon, with that little bit of nutrients. Nutrients are like the mortar. That the carbon's like the brick, man. You can have as many brick layers as you want if you don't have enough bricks.
Dude's disclaimer here, just when people get pumped up about this, because I used to listen, sell CO2 equipment at a grocery store and had a factual spiel. Can spiels be factual, or does that mean you're just strictly being a salesman? Spiels to be fact. Here's my spiel.
Yeah. It just means
these are not true.
Yeah.
Well, my pitch is sure. If you're going to run at 100%, 110%, like a race car, your PPFD's maxed, supplement CO2. Can you do just fine with air exchange and ambient CO2? Absolutely. How much better are you going to do between the two? Only you can find out with your strain and your garden experience. I know people that will get close to 2 pounds per LED light, 600 watts ish, with just around 650 ppm, which is above ambient. But you got to decide if getting all that equipment and doing that is going to bring you to where you want to be, and the investment's worth it.
Nah, I just got to ask you, do you trust the science, Stitch? Are you one of those guys?
What I trust is I have to run a sealed room. I don't want to screw around with relying on. That's the reason I use CO2, because sealed room gives you so much more control. It's not about that I'm running a sealed room and inject CO2 in it, because I blast my CO2 up to 1,000 ppm. I run it around 700. It's because I don't want to rely on any air exchange outside molds and shit that I already have issues with. It just gives you more control as a grower, right? To run the perfect conditions no matter what is happening outside, no matter what your house is at, what your garage is at. So that's why I use it.
What if I don't want to use CO2?
You just won't get as much photosynthetic energy. Doesn't mean you're going to do bad.
That's not my goal. I'm growing.
Thank you.
I just like having some...
You're setting up...
But what they're saying is then you don't need a crazy amount of light. You don't need 1,000 or even 800 ppm.
Right.
600 is going to be the most efficiency for you.
Turn the shit down.
Yes, that's exactly right, man.
Gotcha.
If you're setting up a grow tent, especially in a living space on a floor of a house, you're around a bit of the day, I'm going to say even more that you don't need CO2. If you're in it, your house usually has a higher level if you're around, if you have pets. If my grow space is in my garage, I don't have any ambient CO2. I don't want to use cold or damp different garage air to control my grow environment. So that's why I need to be sealed. But yeah, I've seen so many grow tents in houses that are just banging because you have more CO2 in your house typically than the outdoors.
I think I came up with the bricklayer analogy, right? The light is the number of
mortar, brick, dude.
The light is
mortar in there.
The light's the number of bricklayers you got. You man get all this energy, and you just need the bricks are the CO2. You're grabbing those bricks, and then the mortar is your nutrients. Man, you just need a little bit of those compared to how much carbon. Yeah, man.
But mashed potatoes. Just smear
I'm working on it, dude. All right. Get ready for a short form.
Another girl talk from Julian Kirby So it's a great way to increase terpene, flavonoid, ester, and thiol production. Okay, wait a minute. Aren't those all, what's terpenes, does that include flavonoids, ester, and thiol? Do you know the degree of differences in these terms?
I do, actually. Terpenes and flavonoids, there's an ester. No, I don't know the difference. I'm not a big O-chem. They're all things
I'm
that.
I'm a big O-chem, dude.
No, all things that bring the day.
Take organic chemistry?
Yeah.
You did, and you passed it, huh? Wow. Hey, you're looking at a guy that passed calculus, bro. Okay? Calculus.
All right. So to increase all those, which I'll summarize as dankness, you got to have a cooler dark period than a light period, which typically you do. I don't know how much cooler. I mean, if your lights are off, it's going to get cooler in your grow space.
Dude, there is a lot to you. It just reminded me. I remember when I was studying crop steering, there is definitely something to that. And oh, man, I learned something from this. All right. I've always been asking myself 18 hours of light or 24 hours of light in veg. Mm-hmm. I don't see much difference, but well, first off, this is talking about cooler dark periods and light periods. We know about purple, right? And dude, you've grown some purple ass weed. It does have to do with getting cool at night, no?
Not on all strains, for sure. I've definitely talked to breeders that have said, I'm like, do I need to have a pretty, you know, good degree? And they're like, not necessarily, but definitely on some strains. That was in Colorado when I had a cool, you know, in the winter grows in the garage, I would bring it down really cold towards the end, towards senescence, yes. You know, picturing a mimicking nature for sure.
So
can trigger different attributes.
Yeah, here you go. Cooler night temperatures can stress cannabis plants in a controlled manner, which can lead to increased production of anthocyanins.
Yeah.
Anthocyanins, the pigments that turn the leaves and bud purple. This stress can also prompt the plant to produce more trichomes, potentially increasing the potency and terpene content of the buds.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. All right, here's about plant morphology, though. Ready? regulated growth, this says. Higher daytime temperatures paired with cooler night temps can help regulate the plant's growth. During the day, the warmth encourages photosynthesis and overall growth, while cooler nights slow down these processes. This can lead to sturdier plants with more robust flowering as the plant isn't solely focused on rapid vegetative growth. When I read that, I say less stretching. If this thing's constantly focused, it never gets a rest. Yeah.
It's always growing. That makes sense.
Yeah. So I think 18 hours of, this is just a theory, y'all. 18 hours of veg grows more compact plants is what this is saying. 24 hours would grow less. Be a cool experiment to do.
No 24 hours. You're saying 24 hours lights on?
Yeah, I leave my 24 hours.
Give them a rest, veg is man. On 24 hours. Circle.
Yeah, it is cruel, right? Well, what about clones? We all leave our clones on 24 hours. Your teens are right next to
it. Why are we giving up 24?
I don't know. Okay.
I
don't want to waste the timer on my clones, man.
These people have different grow goals, you know?
Yeah, but really, you don't keep your clones plugged in 24/7?
No.
Oh, wow. You are like a human. You're a humanist.
No, man. Give them a rest.
That's awesome.
Why you got to be mean to your plants?
He looked at me with some disdain, too.
Do you keep your dog up 24 hours? Yeah,
that's the way he looked.
No, you let it sleep.
Oh, I love it.
I'm going to jump in with a shout out to our pros, guys. Everybody from HeyRealGrowers.com for recharging grow dots. Everybody, where they need some seeds to plant seeds here now, AC Infinity, Build a Soil. Coupon codes are listed over there. The pros list at DudeGrows.com/pros. Saves money for your grow. And DGC vetted gear, I would recommend any one of these cats. We hang out with them all the time. More than half of them are coming to the DGC cup, so shop there. And if you have a loved one in your life that grows, hey, Mother's Day's coming up, your mom grows, goes over to the pros list and hook her up. How about that?
Didn't we used to have a DGC named Your Mom Grows?
I think maybe. No, your mailman grows.
Grows. Yeah, but his mom maybe.
No, I remember the mailman I had in Littleton. I lived on a court. So when I had my outside grow, when you'd go put to the mailbox, if you look down the side of my house, you're pretty much in line. Like you could tell once the plants got, you could totally smell them. So I started talking to her and she is a gardener. I ended up giving her a rem. Like, I'm going to give this lady some recharge. And eventually it's just like, man, you know, because it's kind of paranoid, the mailman. So it's like, I got to keep her happy. But she knew, and eventually she's like, oh, I don't mind at all. You know, that's good. Man, I don't want to make sure I have to worry about people.
My mailman definitely smokes weed. Did they not drug test
them? I think a lot of them do.
Yes, they are. They all seem pretty mellow. That's for sure.
If you're a postal worker, let us know in the comments.
Oh, my God. If you think your mailman grows, isn't a mailman, by the way. Talk to him.
USPS.
It's not.
USPS had a meeting after the term going postal went around. And they calmed everybody down. They're like, everybody's got to smoke more weed. Are you serious?
You can't say that anymore?
No. The meaning that people were going postal at the post office.
Yeah.
So they were like, hey, if you want to smoke weed, that's cool.
Oh, got you. It's like, how can you see to say postal anymore?
Just try not to shoot up the place if you can. Gotcha. Yeah.
So we got, you can bring this next comment. What do you got?
This is about, we're talking about all the crazy stuff you see while you're driving, right? And so somebody said, this is cool trekking. I've rolled a joint on the back of a motorcycle. Yeah, we're talking about rolling and stuff. It couldn't have been moving, could it?
Some bikes are pretty cozy. Some two-seaters are pretty big.
Hey, I was telling that to Scott, our electrician.
Yeah.
And he goes, dude, I was driving last week. I seen somebody playing the guitar while driving 65 down the highway.
As long as it's a ukulele.
Guitar. Maybe, but I was just like, that, you know, you can't make that up, man.
Oh, that's like when you have the moment, you're like, I'm seeing something that I see on like YouTube or Facebook shorts in real life. Anyway.
Yeah, right.
What I want to hear from 808 drummer percussionist. 808, man. 808.
I think I know this. No, I think 808 is like an old board that they would use almost like a drum or an electric drum thingamajigger. And you'd hit it and you'd make beats on it, man.
An 808?
That was the 808.
An 808 is an EDM, like a sampling. It's like the good bass.
I forgot Grandma was here.
Did you say Borg?
I'm here too.
Shoot, man.
You got a comment here. 808 drum percussionist was just sharing a news story out of Minnesota with us. It looked like, hey,
yeah, yeah. Since cannabis is always in the news, the latest in Minnesota is the smell of pot cannot be used as probable cause to search our vehicles.
Yay,
it's cool because pot's legal.
Good. Well, they'll just say, they're just going to say we're searching it. I wonder what they're going to use next, basically.
We already know because they do it in Denver. Denver doesn't have that. So it went from probable cause to reasonable suspicion.
No, but this is either way. Your lawyer can get you out of this. If they search your car because they go, I smell the odor of raw marijuana, and they find 100 pounds of weed in there, your lawyer has a leg to stand on to get you out.
What if they say, we searched his car because we saw him throw something out, but really you did. I mean, I just think they'll come up with something.
You shouldn't be a cop, dude. Yes, that's probably what they do.
That's just like the number one reason in we've covered throughout the years when people would get busted. We used to have that more on the show to see like what happened. It would be, they drove over the white line a little. Like, and if like, I don't know, it just seems like the answer, some of the easiest ones. Anyway.
Yes. All right, hey, you want to see something cool? I'm always worried about plastics. I always am like, man, I wish instead of whatever they're teaching in school, I wish they would get people to try to get psyched out about trying to find a solution to all this plastic stuff we got. And someone did. It's biodegradable living plastic, houses bacterial spores that help break it down. They're integrating these spores, and spores are dormant. Some Bacillus thuringiensis in there. And then as soon as it hits the soil, the microbes are activated by the soil microbes and they know to start breaking things down.
Wow.
instead of egging somebody's house, you throw a bunch of dirt at it and it starts biodegrading their siding, like their structure.
That'd be awesome.
Leave it to weaponize it.
Right. That's awesome. That was neat.
Those definitely need more of what's it break it down to?
Looking, man. I'm looking. Soil stuff, man. Soil stuff. All right.
Soiling.
Soilable
compost.
It's not important, dude. All right.
I think the effort spent on that should be all the same. That is cool because there's enough plastic around, but living plastic house is weird. Should be spent more on like hemp, man. Hemp is the ultimate solution for building. But go ahead, sir.
Sorry, I click the next one, man. Grambo, come on. Memes, meme culture is, that's my art right there. Well, you got, saw this, I had to throw it on here, man. It's Lenny and he's thinking, what's the best way to smoke weed? Joint, blunt, bong, pipe,
bong.
I'm saying joint. I'm going with joint right there.
It looks like he's stressing out about it a little bit.
He's at the Oscars.
Because he doesn't want to pick just one.
I've seen that one. He's at the Oscars.
Does any of us pick blunt? Because I'm a pipe guy. Do you guys, does anyone go blunts in this crew? I like it.
Yeah, I like some pipe.
Made it tobacco.
I'm going with pipe as well, but Banner, your option isn't on here anymore. So vaporize.
I like to see people roll blunts when they put like the whole leaf in their mouth.
Oh yeah. 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 Especially when it's real juicy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder how much money Backwoods has made from cannabis users. Cause Backwoods was a tobacco company well before anything with weed. It's interesting.
Who knows somebody that smokes the Backwoods without weed in?
Everyone I know, bust them up.
I've spent time in rednecks.
You could have a whole secondary market of reselling the tobacco that people are throwing.
That's a good reason.
Business, and you could remediate it.
Yeah. I was gonna say you'd have people come from Facebook Marketplace and pick it up,
and that even
could cover your weed.
Pound of loose tobacco, $20 or best offer.
Course back up.
It's tobacco.
Hey, before you get into laughing some more here, you guys still have time to caress that subscribe button, share the show, like, and always leave us some comments, man. We definitely check the comments. It helps us build the show. We love to hear what you're saying. Constructive criticism is welcome towards Scotty.
What? Oh. Just be nice, all right, man. Come on.
Would you take it?
I was going to, I have the Is It Real and memes and social media. Oh. Everything that I have this week, everything that I saw this week, I'm like, is that real? Is that real? Is that just what AI is doing to us now?
Because
I don't believe anything. Who sent me? A one-eyed cat cannabis sent me this, man. Is this real, Rimbo?
I say yes.
Do you have a lighter phone?
What?
That is a phone case with a lighter? And a bottle
ear opener.
I mean, that does exist, yeah. Right?
And no one can steal. I guess you don't get your lighter stolen.
Listen, probably a little induction heater, lithium, battery powered there, good to go.
Needs a place.
Totally unnecessary.
Papers, man.
If you have a lighter, though, you don't need a bottle opener. And if you don't have that skill,
that's true. It's true. One lighter would replace that phone case.
Yeah, all you need is a lighter to open
it. It got me down. Then I Googled weird phone case.
Come on. Kids don't do that anymore, do they?
Yes. Yes, they do. No. Yeah, I went down the weird phone case rabbit hole. Like, I just Googled weird phone case, and dude, just right off the bat. Can you imagine seeing somebody? Look at that bacon one, man.
I like that.
I mean,
bacon.
Every one of these. There was one that was even weirder, man. Yeah, I buy that for cat. A baby bottle on the suck on. That one's kind of crazy, right?
Cosmetics.
that one's weird. Anyway, yeah, this is the kind of crap I do. Oh, scroll up, man. Number one is the best one, Grambo. All the way to number one. Banner, I would buy you this one right there. It's just a piece of fried chicken stuck to a phone. A drumstick.
Like fake?
I guess so. A fake fried chicken piece drumstick.
That seems cruel.
Who would do that?
Yeah, what kind
that's of evil getting.
Monster would do that?
Everybody's getting one for Christmas. That's it, man. Hey, check this out, man. Is this real?
Nice.
It's the Lego 420 dealer kit.
dealer. Why does it have to be?
They were checking out a little Lego Rasta dude with a plant, a scale, some nugs. Definitely not real, but cool.
I don't like the. I don't like the dealer. It reinforces. It shouldn't be dealer. It could be like grower, maybe.
Is it real?
No, not. Of course not. You can tell it's photoshopped on the thing.
Lego is Lego's a pretty conservative company. I don't think Lego is hip with cannabis.
Lego is like from Sweden or Scandinavia or something, right? Denmark.
Banner's insulted. He's like, why does it have to say dealer?
Hey, do me a favor, man. Click this next one. Dude, is this real? You would be the guy I would ask about this.
Red Bull drone boarding, eh?
He's being pulled on a wakeboard by a drone.
Oh, yeah.
This one looks like it looks great. Whoa.
What is happening there, man? That is real, isn't it?
Nice.
People.
Yeah, is it crazy, like, it's off a tower or something?
All right.
Red Bull. Yeah, off an infinity pool. Things. An infinity pool roof. Yeah, that's real. I give that real.
But he's on the top of like a skyscraper, right? That's where he starts.
Yes. Base jumps off. Nice. Very cool.
Rambo. Next one. Nothing about that's real, but I just thought it was hilarious.
I mean, that's some cosplaying. I can get
that's what Instagram thinks. Are you more insulted by that? Or
I don't know, man.
Hey, dude, I think this is real. The next one, I asked my electrician and he says this is real. Go ahead, click on this. Would you? And Grandma, can we get audio on it?
See, left.
Here, go back. No matter.
Really, probably no one gets with him.
It is an ungrounded radio tower.
See, left.
This looks like some sort of unsafe activity.
Oh, this! Tell me you're in Russia without telling me you're in Russia. Go, you can let it play more. There's even better examples of it. But
listen.
What is Suka? The radio tower they stole the copper ground wire from. But now it's just live.
Ah. Тут, кстати, уже все.
Уже есть изоляция.
Oh my God, right? Could you imagine that?
It's just a live tower.
It's just a tower that's got
it's electrified.
Or a ground default or something. And by the way, I found out I was talking to you like, that's why the helicopter is flying over the tower. That
yeah.
If a spacer burns out or something like that.
That's what they want you to think.
Anyway, is that crazy or what?
Fix the perfect cover, doesn't it?
There's no power in those lines. They're just listening wires.
Yeah, right. You can click, Grandma, you want to be a lineman? You know about linemen? They do. They get work on those.
Offensive or defensive?
They work on them live, though.
Yeah.
And I was wondering what that was like. Look at that. Dude, that's real.
Yeah, that's cool.
What is he doing?
He was disconnecting a lot. Yeah, he's disconnecting a live power line, man. That is a guy at work. That is his job.
That's fabulous.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, and that whole mechanism, those buckets are super expensive. Those trucks are, because all that bucket and everything is all made out of fiberglass. Because if any of them,
how does he not get electrocuted with his balls of steel?
Right? I was working
today. With the joke of the day.
Nice.
Balls of
steel. Nice, nice. All right, so that's real, unfortunately, right? That's somebody's work.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean, unfortunately? That guy could be in a cubicle. He's living life. I just talked to somebody the other day that was like, man, I eventually figured like I couldn't work inside. I tried so many different jobs and he finally actually became a mailman. And he's like, wasn't the best, but I was outside. There's just something to that for some people to have to be outside to work. So,
dude, you never made hanging out in a cubicle sound so good in your life, man. Like, hey, want to stay in a cubicle? You want to go out and do that? That's pretty cool. I've got cool pictures here.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, man. Hey, this is real. I don't know. You tell me, man. Death diving. You guys seen death diving?
What the hell?
This is insane.
This is like the shallowest water.
You possible. Have to make it into the water, man.
Wow, yeah.
It's crazy.
You know, I give.
Oh, that one didn't go so well. Is it insane or what? That's real, right?
Sometimes there isn't a lot of stuff to do in certain places, or it costs money, so you make shit happen. I like this. I give all these people high fives.
Yeah, face planting on the beach is usually not that fun.
Batman guy gets a double high five. Dude, he barely made it. Oh.
Wait, is that the one where you're supposed you like right at the last? It's you don't actually belly flop. You like right at the last second. You
no, this one you're in like a foot of water, so you belly flop.
It's okay. So it's the show.
It was different than that. I can't remember.
There's another one though, right? Where you
to it. I think that is death diving too. I think you're right.
You dive and it's like you're pretending you're gonna belly flop.
I think you're right. I
just the last second. You like
they just have more water.
Yeah. So yeah, it's not about the shallow. It's about. It's like playing chicken with the water.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, dude. I have a dog fight going on, man. It's a Saturday morning dog fight going on.
Look out.
I don't know if I'm allowed to even have fun with this last one, but I will try it. Facebook shows me. I mean, not Facebook. YouTube shows me weird shit. And I'm like, dude, this is kind of hilarious, man. I might have to share this. This is a real... what would you call it? Is it dwarf boxing? Is that what it's called? I don't want to offend anybody.
That's what they call it. That's the name.
It is a real boxing league that is done like professional wrestling. And I got to be honest with you, it is hilarious, man. I hope these guys are all getting paid or at least getting laid from it.
What is the pink bear doing? What's doing?
Is this supposed to be hilarious?
It's, yeah. Yes, it is. They like,
is it like wrestling?
Yes, it is just like wrestling. Okay. And it is,
wait, this is Barstool Sports League? Is that the league? Barstool Sports?
I don't know. I don't know a ton about it.
That's your pizza review guy.
Oh, really?
That's what Barstool Sports is.
And I thought I was immature, man. Wow. Anyway, it was just surreal.
I think it's fabulous. You know, everybody can enjoy some different forms of entertainment. These guys are having fun. They're getting paid. The crowd's into it. What's wrong with that?
Somebody will take offense.
You can show sumo wrestling, so we can show their dwarf wrestling. You know, it all works.
That looks like at the end of the day, it's real fighting. No?
Yeah.
That guy's kind of jacked.
It's kind of jacked. Wow.
All right, so we're going to end on dwarf wrestling, Scotty. Boxing, excuse me. I don't want to insult these guys.
Is it real?
Yes, 100%.
Grandpa. Batter just says sigh.
Oh, well, guys, stay higher, take or easy. Have a good weekend. And, you have some nice spring, summer weather. Toka J, enjoy the outdoors. Get outside.
Yes, go buy your wife or mother something. Okay, a card will do.
Plant a tree.
Oh, you are brilliant, man. Because you don't even really have to plant a tree. You just print out their certificate, right?
Yeah.
ChatGPT. There you go.
Yeah. Not plant something, though. It is
cool. Yeah. It's true. Take her instead. Get some plants.
And that tree is planted for your mother. That's the gift?
No, it's for your kids.
Get them some petunias, kids. You know? Get them tulips. There's some cool-ass tulips out now, man.
Wherever you got local, try to hit your local garden place and see what kind of local kind of plants you can get.
I do. I'll give a tip. I usually do the nice flower basket for Mother's Day, even though when I try to give my wife some, she's like, I'm not your mom. It's like, okay.
But, you know. Tough crowd, huh?
It keeps it real. Anyway, guys, peace out. One more time. Give us a subscribe there, share the show, and have a good weekend.
Hey, take her easy. Grambo, we miss you, brother. I keep looking over there. I don't see you, man.
I'll see you guys on Monday.
Be well, man.
Banner, we're going to Blockbuster and get nice dreams from Cheech and Chong, man. So you're staying. Dude, take her easy.